my, my. Hello, little one. What are you doing in the great forest all by yourself? Oh, hush, hush. Don't be frightened, baby boy. Danger lurks all around at this time of night. No need to make a scene. There, there. Such a cute boy. Let me take a good look at you. Oh dear, did you sprain your ankle? I see. Something was chasing you and you tripped over this branch. Oh, poor baby. No, no, don't worry. I won't hurt you, just let me take a look. Oh, my goodness. It was a good thing my barrier detected your life force. As soon as I sensed a human boy was alive and alone in the middle of nowhere, I came straight here. And it looks like I was just in time, too. You wouldn't have survived more than an hour like this. Who am I? Well, I'm a witch. No, no, hush, hush, it's okay, really. Calm. I know I'm tall and scary looking, but I'm one of the good ones. I promise, let me just... Aha, here it is. This is a special healing potion I made for boys exactly like you. If you drink this, it will stop the pain and it will accelerate recovery. If you'll let me, I can feed it to you. Is that okay, little one? Good boy. Don't worry. Nothing can hurt you now that I'm here. I have plenty of spells to fend off any predators. I'll protect you, little one. There we go. Drink it all up for me. My, you must have been thirsty. How are you feeling? Relaxed? That's good. That is very, very good indeed. I hope you don't mind if I just... pick you up like this. Well, of course, baby boy. You are completely helpless now. The town is hours away and it's far too dark to make the trip. So, I will bring you back to my hut for the night. Is that okay? I have a nice comfy bed for you to sleep in. Some food, some water if needs be. And then we can think about going back home in the morning when it's bright. How does that sound? Come on then. There, there. Let me hold you close. Ah, I love the smell of cute human boys. It's been quite a while since I've had company. Huh? What was that, baby? You'll need to speak up. The potion must be taking its effect already. You want your mummy? Aw, precious, precious boy. Don't you worry, little one. I will be your mummy. I will take good care of you tonight. Trust me, I will take really, really good care of you. Nearly there, little one. Just around this corner and here we are. Let me just unlock this door and... Oh, gotcha. I nearly dropped you there, little one. Oh, I've been waiting to do this. Well, now that we're home, let's take these clothes off. I can just tell you're as hard as a rock already. Look at you squirm and whimper. You can barely move or speak, can you? That would be the little potion that I gave you. I should tell you the truth. It was a sex serum. Healing is one of the side effects, but it forces boys like you to get hard and produce lots and lots of yummy milk in those balls. All for a loving mummy like me to fuck out over and over and over again. That's right. You didn't know that, did you? Human sperm is used for plenty of rare spells and recipes. Believe me when I say you'll be kept well fucked and emptied every morning, noon and night. Aww, are you trying to scream? Oh dear, that's right. The potion didn't just relax your muscles. It also weakened your vocal cords. Just like your desperate little shivers and twitches. The only thing you can now do is squeak and whine into my shoulder as I pound you into my mattress. Well, our mattress now. No one can hear you, baby boy. No one will ever know how hard you're getting milked and fucked by mummy. You'll be kept in my bed, coming buckets inside mummy's pussy until you pass out. Only to wake up and be fucked all over again. Okay, sweetie. Mummy's taking you to bed now. Yes, she is. Ah, there we go, precious. Let me lay your sweet head on my pillow. See, I told you it was comfy. That's it. Lay back. Look at you. What a sight to behold. My very own boy to play with. Just for me. It's all for me, baby boy. Your scent. Your taste. All mine. You can make noises, baby. No one can hear you. It's all right. Mummy's got you. Look at how big my hands are compared to you. You're so much smaller than I. I can overpower you. I can just easily spread your legs and lick your inner thighs. And finally, those plump and heavy balls. Churning up a nice big round of milk for Mama. Delicious. So good. You're so limp and hopeless, except for this long, hard cock. It's taking every bit of strength for me not to just ravage you with my throat. But I'll give you that chance another time. Right now, you just have to be a darling little angel and take your pussy milking, okay? I am going to fuck you nice and hard. And the only sounds I want out of you are cute little whimpers and whines. Do we understand? Okay, baby. 3, 2, 1. Oh my! I haven't even started moving and you're already busting a nice big fat load into my tight pussy. I guess I should have told you the potion makes you hypersensitive. Oh, hush, hush, hush. There, there. Mummy's got you. Mummy's got you real good. Every last drop. It feels nice, doesn't it? Especially when you're being such a good boy for Mama. Are you gonna keep being a good boy for Mama? Be a good boy for Mama. You are completely helpless. You're going to need a loving mummy like me to take care of you from now on. Isn't that right? Oh, you're trapped. Oh, don't give me those puppy dog eyes. It'll only make me fuck you harder. See? It's not all bad, is it? If it wasn't for Mummy, you'd be goblin meat by now. Eaten alive by God knows what. But Mummy saved you, didn't she? Mummy has given you a second chance at life. Oh, a new purpose. No need to be scared. She is going to be a loving mummy and take extra good care of you. She's given you a safe place to stay, a bed to sleep in, food to eat. And the least you can do is show a little bit of gratitude and pump me full of your cock milk. I'll pamper the fuck out of you. I will pamper all that cum out with my pussy whenever the fuck I feel like it. I can feel you twitching. Are you gonna give me that nut? Are you gonna make big cum cums for mama? Oh, yes, you are, baby boy. Come on, precious. Your eyes are rolling to the back of your head. I knew you'd finally enjoy this. As soon as I found you, I knew you desperately needed some mummy pussy. And now, here you are. Huh? What was that? Speak up, baby boy. Come on. Speak up, darling. Use your words. Mummy's listening. Aww, you want me to stop, baby boy? Aww, I'm going to need a little bit more enthusiasm from my little milk pet. Mummy needed to fuck you into submission. Don't you understand? You will always be mine to tend to. And soon enough, you'll be begging on your knees for Mummy's special milking sessions. Oh, to think, I have my very own personal cum dispenser, ready to drain whenever I please. Oh, all the spells I can weave, the recipes I can create. Oh, but to be totally honest with you, darling, even though your sperm is the highest value to me, so is your company. As much as I want to concoct plenty of rare spells, I really just wanted a human boy to keep for myself. A cute boy for me to spoil, to call me mummy, to keep me warm. Oh, I want to hug you, kiss you, lick you, fuck you, milk you. I just want to love you, baby. Don't you want mummy to love you too? We could have so much fun together. Next time, mummy can give you a gentle milking with her hand. How does that sound? I can lay down beside you, pumping you up and down while you suck on my breasts. Oh, and I definitely know I want to give you a milking with my throat. Yeah, shoving my mouth all the way down on it as my tongue curls and cups the base of your cock. And my skillful hands massaging and caressing your swollen full balls. Just begging to drink your delicious loads, like the thirsty, horny, cum-vicious mummy that I am. And we can always adjust your milking method when needed. But right now, you need a pussy milking like this. You need to be broken in. You need to be laid down and taught a stern lesson in submitting to your new mummy. Mummy will have to give you your pussy milkings multiple times a day. Oh, Mummy will wake you up in the morning for your morning pussy milking. And she'll fuck you to sleep at night. All until you learn to love me. And then maybe, darling boy, you'll be rewarded with a little bit more freedom. And when the time comes, I'll let my witch friends in on my secret. So you'll have more mummies to play with. I'll invite a group of my voluptuous elven sisters over for lunch to trade and discuss rare ingredients. All for a hefty fee, of course. And they can take what they want straight from the source. Oh, think about it, baby boy. Witches one by one giving you your pussy milkings. Not without mummy's supervision, of course. I'll always be there. I will be right beside you, holding your hand. You can rest your head on my lap as they take turns pounding you into the bed. Just like I'm doing to you right now. So then, will you be a good boy and let Mummy love you? Yeah? Will you give Mummy another load before you pass out? It's okay, baby. You can do it. Just take it. Take Mummy's pussy pounding. Oh, doesn't it feel so good, baby boy? Oh, that's it. Come for me, darling. Come for me. Come. Just like that. Oh. Good boy. Sweet dreams, precious.